All right, thanks, fellas. We're going to look back at the win in Green Bay and what it means to this franchise, Ryan Pace, and the team moving forward.
You know, Jeff, it was a big win, man. It was, most importantly, because it was a division win against one of the top teams in our division. But, you know, I think every win we have helps build confidence and momentum as we go forward. And but, you know, honestly, those of us that are new to Chicago, I don't think you quite realize how significant that rivalry is until you're in it.
Right. You know? And what you hear from everybody, and did the celebration in the locker room by the team and involving John, did it take you by surprise a little bit?
You know, you watch every week, you know, how much energy everybody in the organization puts into preparation as we get ready for these games. And I think, especially for the coaches and the players, there's so much that goes into every week, but it's also the trainers, the equipment guys, the video, the scouts. There's so much that goes into every one of these games. So sometimes it's kind of fun in the locker room just to sit back and watch everybody, just be happy for that moment. But, you know, honestly, we turned the page pretty quick. So that was a real quick 30-minute flight back to O'Hare, and the next day you're focused on the 49ers.
What stood out to you about how you won?
You know, I just think I like the way we played as an entire team, offense, defense, special teams. I like the fact that we didn't turn the ball over in sloppy, rainy conditions. And I like the way we responded and finished the game, especially on defense, backed up into our red zone.
Yeah, that defense, one of the great stories in the league right now. They are proving to be extremely difficult to score on. What does it say about the unit?
You know, Jeff, they're playing really well as an entire group. And, you know, that's a credit to our defensive coaches. They've done an excellent job, you know, instilling that defense. But I also think our players are playing smart and they're executing the scheme and they're just playing well as a group.
You know, Tracy Porter having a terrific season. You obviously brought him into New Orleans. You know him very well. Has he surpassed your expectations, though, now, given he had some injury struggles early?
You know, I think, with Tracy, you said it. It's all about him staying healthy. We've always loved his man cover ability, his ball skills, his football intelligence. And I think you see him make big plays at critical moments. And right now he's healthy and he's playing with a lot of confidence, and that's fun to watch.
I've maintained all week, you know, Pernell McPhee's been the biggest offseason acquisition because of what he's meant in terms of the spirit and the leadership in the locker room and his performance on the field. But a 1A would be Tracy, because it's really solidified that back end of the defense, and he's brought a swagger back.
Tracy definitely has a swagger and a confidence that's infectious to the rest of the group. And, you know, you think about Amos and Fuller, you know, some young players in the secondary, and it's good for them to see Tracy. And Tracy's also, he studies a lot of film, so he's good at anticipating routes, and you see it with the plays he makes.
All right, today's matter at hand, Blaine Gabbert getting a second chance with the 49ers. What do you see in the young vet?
You know, he's always been a quarterback that's athletic and he has a strong arm, but I think you're seeing the benefits of him getting more play time, gaining confidence as he's gained experience. I think he's been really efficient in regards to taking care of the football. He's got the feet to buy time and extend the play, and I think right now he's playing the best football of his career.
Lastly, and Coach Fox is on it, he's on this, something to be said about getting back that home field advantage, and we've touched on it on several of these interviews, but it is really important, not only now, but for building this team in the future, to have that be a place that people don't want to come and visit.
No doubt. We talk about it. It's critical to win at home and get some momentum going and give our fans really something to cheer about. And the question always is, you know, how do you create that loud home field environment? Like Seattle, for example. And it starts with winning, and you build from there. So we have to give our fans something to get excited about, and we hope to do that today.
All right, well, good luck.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Bears general manager Ryan Pace. Pregame continues now with Ron, Jim, and Jay.